Bone Boy Speaks, episode 543, Feedly DDoS.
Feedly is one of these services that came about after Google shuttered Google Reader, and I use it to read feeds and such, and so they were down today because they were the target of a denial of service attack, or distributed denial of service attack. And essentially what happens is that a bunch of traffic gets sent at a site or server, and there's so much of it that it overwhelms the server or the pipe that's connected, that it's connected to, that it's not, the site or the service is not able to serve legitimate requests. And so that's why it's called denial of service. And this can happen for legitimate reasons too, right? If your site gets mentioned on a particularly popular podcast with a live stream, you know, you got a couple thousand people trying to visit a site all at once, and you know, the predictable happens. And we used to call it the Slashdot effect, because if you got mentioned on Slashdot, your site would be heavily trafficked. And it's happened to me a couple of times, so I'm well aware of what the impact of that is. But anyway, you can do this with legitimate tools, or you could use illegitimate tools to do it. What do you do to mitigate it? Well, and I'll talk about it at a very high level. And the first one is, make sure the server is actually set up to handle it. Now, this used to be a real problem, like a script kiddie could do it, almost 20 years ago. But, the operating systems have gotten better, and they're configured in such a way that they can help resist these sorts of denial of service attacks. The second thing you got to do is make sure the firewall is configured for it. And there are, depending on your firewall vendor, there are things you can do to ensure that the firewall can maybe help deflect some of these things. There may be some anti-DDoS measures you can employ. Again, it depends on the firewall. Or you can also use, in addition to the firewall, you can also have anti-denial of service attack equipment on site. And there are a number of these appliances out there. Check Point sells them, and there's a few other vendors that do it as well. And basically, they just filter traffic that's coming in your pipe and tries to clean it up so that when it hits your server, it's only handling legitimate traffic. Well, none of that helps if your pipe's being filled up with illegitimate traffic. Whether you filter it before it gets to the server or not, the impact is being felt upstream. The traffic's not able to get through because, there's too much traffic. And so what a lot of companies do, and I've actually been in the room where people from Checkpoint were talking to a customer, and they were discussing, they were under an active denial of service attack, and they're talking about, what can you do to mitigate it? And so and what they were suggesting in this case was, use one of these third-party services, and sometimes the ISPs can do it for you. Other times there's third-party services, and these the third-party services will essentially be that, when you point the DNS to them, and then they front end all the traffic and only send the real traffic to the legitimate site. However, there are some issues with that. First of all, it takes time for DNS to propagate throughout the internet, and it still doesn't protect your server. If somebody can figure out what your real server is, then maybe that's another it could be another problem that you have. And so you have to do all these things, right? If somebody really wants to get you, right, I mean, they're going to get you, and it's just an issue of what can you do. And now the cloud things are probably going to be the most helpful if you get them. I get for the sites that get them all the time, they're probably using something like this, so they may even be using some caching system anyway, just for load reasons. But those services can also provide caching, which will help sites' performance and stuff, and so minimizes the amount of traffic that goes to your real servers, but they can handle the static content and stuff like that. So these are all techniques. I don't know what Feedly did to solve this, but it's probably some combination. In their blog post, they talked about that they updated their DNS, and my guess is that they probably contracted with one of these outfits that do cloud-based denial of service, and then because that's certainly much quicker than going and buying a DDoS appliance and installing it in line in the network and such. It's changing DNS records takes a matter of hours usually, not whereas acquiring new equipment can take a bit longer. So anyway, this is what companies go through to try and mitigate denial of service attacks. And this is why, it can happen. You know, they can do it kind of quickly, but sometimes it takes a while for things to take effect. And so this is why Feedly says, well, you know, we're waiting for DNS to update, and they most likely use some third party thing. And that's one of many strategies that big companies or big and small companies use to mitigate denial of service attacks against the services that they offer on the internet.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.